There's an intentional moment of silence at the beginning of this episode in memoriam of J.D. Church.
In a cold, faraway world, a battle is raging between evil and good. From the stars that came here to Earth, caught in this struggle through the whole universe, robotic warriors.
Who's up to here? Welcome to Transformers for Your Listening Pleasure, TFYLP for short. Join us and discuss the latest in Transformers fandom. And now, without further ado, here is Weird Wolf. Now, where did I put that chorus stop? Ratchet, did you take the chorus stop?
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Transformers for Your Listening Pleasure, episode number 89, recorded February 14th, 2014. I am Weird Wolf. Along with me this evening is Trans Jazz.
Hello, everyone.
Cyburn 2.
What's up, everybody?
Natsume Ryu returning. Yay!
Hooray! From DC!
Plasticon Studios.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
And Megamus.
What's up?
Welcome to the show, guys. We got a little bit of a special episode this evening. As a lot of people are aware, our fellow podcast, Radio Free Cybertron, lost one of theirs earlier this week in J.D. Church. And it's a really sad event, and we are so sorry for their loss. And our hearts and thoughts go out to everyone involved with Radio Free Cybertron and the family of J.D. Church. And we feel that it's very apropos to dedicate this episode of TFYLP, even though he wasn't on this show and I didn't even know him personally. But he was a member of our podcast community. We're all fans of Transformers, and in this brotherhood of and sisterhood of a fandom, I thought that it would be appropriate to talk about some of his favorite things in Transformers, which was Beast Wars, Animated, and Generation 1. And we're going to talk a little bit about that stuff tonight, some of the new things that's that we've seen. Toy Fair began today, and some new figures were shown for that. We're going to talk about those. And if you have anything that you want to talk about and might want to mention in the comments section on YouTube, or tweet us at TFYLP. I'm monitoring both. Let me get the thing pulled up here. Feel free to do so. And also, I want to remind people that about J.D. Church to help out with his family, if at all possible, if you want to donate some money at giveforward.com. I will be posting a link in the Facebook group on TFYLP's Facebook group here shortly. I believe Brian Kilby of Radio Free Cybertron shared that link earlier, but I'm going to share it again for those of you who are listening to the show. And we hope that the loved ones of J.D. Church are comforted at this time, and our hearts and thoughts all go out to him. And like I said, we're dedicating this episode of TFYLP to his memory, and hope you guys enjoy just our general Transformers chat. So first and foremost, we've got a cast member of our own that has returned from her long work stint. And we welcome back Natsume Ryu. How are you doing after all this time?
Very tired, but well. I have Velocity here with me in the hotel room. We're in Washington, D.C. for the World Cosplay Summit qualifying round.
Oh,
and I think
nice.
Both of us right now have been up for at least 36 hours straight.
Oh, wow. That is... That is amazing. What costumes do you have for the show?
Well, right here, Velocity is working on her Sky High costume right there. Beautiful.
Sweet.
I don't actually have it here because the airport has lost Origami Cyclone. If all goes well, he will be here before the craftsmanship judging is tomorrow night. But yay and nay at the same time. And we also have two cloth costumes, Sis and Keith, which is Sky High's his alter ego, his secret identity, if you will.
Sky High. Now is it the Action Master Sky High?
No. Would you consider that Velocity? Her mouth is full.
No, he's not very action-y.
I don't know. He's all about the action poses.
True.
Thanks, and thanks again, you know. Oh, wow. We have his jetpack over here that Velocity built, and it has a bunch of LEDs in it to light up, and it's one of them is malfunctioning, as it's supposed to do in the skit, but we didn't actually want it to malfunction without us. It's literally malfunctioning. It's blinking at this. So it has one optic that's like blinking as we call it shockwave, and it's kind of creepy. Just, you know, watching.
Scary.
What a mascot. So that's the gist of what we're doing right now.
So you've been busy at work and everything. You said that you've missed out on a lot of Transformer news and stuff. Is there anything that you have found out that has really stood out to you as like, oh my God?
Well, obviously, I actually, even though I don't have internet, I do have television, and I do often have it on the background whenever I'm working, if I'm working at home. And so I did catch the Super Bowl teaser of Age of Extinction, and since I've been almost completely off of the boards and spoiler-free about everything, aside from the obvious things in the title, the all inferences in the title, I didn't even watch the Super Bowl. I was like, you know, there's a movie coming out, maybe the whole thing. And then I told my friends, I was like, if you see it, just, you know, call me out here, I'll come running. But I don't think there's going to be a trailer. Yeah. And then it was like, so I went running out and went through it frame by frame on the DVR and saved a bunch of frames, and I haven't actually uploaded them to Facebook, but I was going to give like a commentary, like play by play. Yeah, I was completely like, woo! Robot, not dinosaurs, but still cool looking things!
Well, speaking of those, you know, Toy Fair was today in New York. I believe it was New York. They had some figures that they showed off that were for the Age of Extinction line. Does anybody have those images queued? I'll go ahead and share those. Yeah.
I'm not up to tech with all this high tech. Like, everything's changed. It's so weird.
Well, hopefully if Google Plus,
I can share them real quick.
Hopefully if Google Plus will cooperate with us.
There's the box image of the Prime. Apparently these you're supposed to be able to like slam down and they automatically transform, from what I hear.
It looks like you press a button and they transform.
Yeah, this one here does, but it says it's literally like a one-step kind of thing, so I'm thinking it's like a rehash of Gravity Bots. Real simple transformation, but this looks like a shell former to me.
I like the car mode.
Yeah, which one is that one?
That one's better than the other ones.
Lockdown?
Seriously.
Yeah.
That one confirmed as Lockdown?
Yeah, we lost Trans Jazz. That
looks just like Night Racer.
Considering it, Tim.
Yeah, it's Lockdown. You gotta think, dude, this is Movieverse.
All I can say is, once again, another opportunity passed by.
Obviously, here's Drift, the Bugatti.
Which, at first, I was like, Is that Jolt? Why is Jolt back again?
It looks like Jolt.
It does look like Jolt.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't get a very good drift vibe from it either, but that's what it is. Crosshairs.
That looks like Cup in the face.
Yeah. I completely agree with you on that.
It is dead quiet in here.
And here's Stinger. Stinger? Really? Stinger?
Is he the next generation Bumblebee?
Is he a Decepticon?
I don't know what he is.
Give him a yellow horn and he's Gurren Lagann.
That's a Decepticon, though. So. And there's Slash.
Oh, God. We need a new Dinobot.
Where's Axel at?
Right.
They need to release those. Call one of them Axel, the other one Slash, and give them a Guns N' Roses theme.
And we need a top hat for this one.
Yeah.
Here's the packaging for this. So literally, these are all one-step transformations, which is, you know, I can kind of understand what they're doing here, considering I have what I call Peekaboo Prime.
I imagine that this is the kid-focused part of this.
Here's the Prime out of box.
Yeah.
Very sad. It looks like basically you just fold out the arms and there you go.
Yep.
Fold out the arms and stand robot.
Kind of like
Starters all over again.
Here's Hound, which looks like Bulkhead.
Whoa, I was going to say.
Well, let's be fair. Bulkhead looks like Hound. As a person who genuinely enjoyed Bulkhead as a character.
There's our notorious
Bulkhead.
What is up with his torso there?
And there will be millions.
What is up with Bumblebee's torso? It looks like he's, it cannot be unseen. The windshield looks like a big set of eyes. And then you got like this mustache and then like teeth underneath of it.
I'm digging the stash.
I'm seeing something like a moth. Like Masura right in his chest.
Yeah.
Either that, or a lady laying down, and never mind.
And here's the notorious Grimlock. This is just horrendous. Look how hollow those legs are.
Well, not just that, but I mean, it just looks so. It's uninspiring, really.
It's too samurai. It looks like a freaking samurai.
Well, I don't have a problem with it being samurai like.
That's the overblown. That's sort of the aesthetics that now, we've seen. We've seen that.
I kind of dig that. Yeah, go ahead.
We've seen that Optimus and Bumblebee both look very like knight.
That Bakugan is and that especially Fun Pub or whatever, that they are somehow drawing the conclusion that samurai and knights are the same thing. So we have pirates with Michael Bay using black sails, which is very adult, and then knights, which is Age of Extinction robot dinosaurs who are secretly samurai.
Well, have you heard the theory that I've heard some people post the theory that the Dinobots are supposed to be where Japan and China or whatever. Yeah, you know, the Far East countries got their legends of dragons.
Okay, well, we've got pictures of them on
fan speculation
from the teaser they were in.
Yeah, So that's a fan speculation, and if they look like, you know, samurai is wrong for the culture, but if they look like that, then.
I thought it was kind of funny there for a little while. They were posting pictures of, you know, Optimus riding Grimlock.
But I'm
kind of tired of seeing
it. It's definitely a different Grimlock.
Stop posting them, people!
Optimus riding.
Yeah, that man is getting a little bit old. The Optimus riding Grimlock stuff. Chad, have you had a chance to check out those pics yet?
Yeah, as I was saying in the pre-show, they are less than desirable. The only thing I like is the Jetfire, which you guys haven't shown yet. So,
well, that's because it's not Age of Extinction, Chad.
Well,
they got it.
I lost signal. I'm sorry.
They got to show the crappy
My Google Plus is actually
move on.
What was that, Magnus?
So we got to show the sucky stuff first, and then you move on.
Yeah. Save the best for last.
Absolutely.
So I take it that's your assessment of it, Magnus. Is that,
you know, the only thing that was neat about that is I looked at that and was it Lockdown? And it's Night Racer. That's an homage to Night Racer, Dead to Rights. And that's what it should have been. And once again, that's just them missing an opportunity to tie in, you know, BotCon, fan lore, combine it all, and they missed the opportunity. So, heck with it. I don't like it.
The only thing out of those that I like is the Dino mode for Grimlock. I kind of dig it. But the rest of it, I'm not really excited about.
It's obviously made. This is an obvious kid line.
Yeah. The
question right now is there any other line?
Yeah.
That's the thing, and everybody.
And we'll find out more of that this weekend.
Well, from what I hear, you know, everybody's been ranting and raving about, oh my God, everything looks so kiddie, so what about the hardcore collector? Give me a break. You think Hasbro's going to leave us in the dark? They're going to give us something. It's going to happen.
They're not going to be leaving us hanging, bro.
They haven't said they're canceling Generations.
So. Well,
we did get a Cosmos. Look what happened to everybody else when that happened.
The Cosmos is already going out. I mean, some people already have them.
That's what I'm saying. You remember what happened when Cosmos came out? The entire line just halted to a dead stop.
He didn't quite come out as much as he immediately went out to bargain retailers.
True.
So.
Well, I mean, we know that some form of Generations is going to continue because of the Leader Jetfire. So
let's get the elephant in the room.
Yeah. Go ahead and pull that up.
And less impressive. Windblade.
There you go.
I hate that name. It's so
Windblade?
Uninspired.
Windblade.
It kind of looks like an interesting figure, but it's the fan-created character, so.
It also looks like the vehicle mode could be very interesting in the this doesn't look like it is anything sort of way.
So I'm kind of wondering, you know, what it'll look like in person. That's going to be one of those things, kind of like this I picked up today, the Assault Minicon team,
the Ammonites.
Yeah, I really had no interest in them until I saw them in person. I'm like, hey, they kind of look cool, and I like combiners. So there you go.
I saw them today, and I said, I don't have a place for Minicons, and I put them back.
Yeah, I have a place.
Unfortunately, the rest of the line had already been bought.
Yeah. Now, Leader Jetfire, that one will be in my collection.
Heck yeah.
I think it's just gorgeous. It's kind of like a nice meld between Classics, Masterpiece, G1, and I don't know what else.
I don't know, man, because you're looking at it, and you can actually see there's, you know, I mean, why do the wings have hollow pieces in it?
To save money.
Well, my whole thing is, that makes no sense. You could have just made like a solid piece of plastic instead of hollowed out something. So I'm curious of maybe that has something to do with the transformation and where things fold together.
Well, not if they wanted to have some width to it.
That is what she said.
Some things never change, Nesme. I avoided saying thickness, and then you just
didn't help.
But yeah, they wanted to have some width to it, so, you know, in vehicle mode it looks thick, but it's hollowed out in spaces to save money.
I'm kind of digging the visor too, the helmet with the visor, but I will most likely have it without the helmet.
Yeah, with the Skyfire face.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never got the generations, the classics version. And I'm glad I never hunted it down, because this one looks awesome.
I just kind of find it funny that, you know, Harmony Gold pulled the little prank or whatever the heck they tried to pull during, you know, the BotCon exclusive pack. And now all of a sudden we're getting Worlds, and there's a rumored Roadbuster Generations that's supposed to be coming out as well. And we're getting this. So, you know, it's kind of showing that we're actually probably going to start getting hold of some really obscure stuff here.
Yeah, I'd say
within like the next few months.
Do you think Hasbro, I mean, because I think I've heard that Harmony Gold has done stuff like this before, tried to sue everyone.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. They just literally, so, I mean, I was listening to a cast the other day, and I heard this on TFW. Harmony Gold went after like a fan-made film and told them they couldn't freaking do it. And so I'm like, these people just need to just hang up, get rid of their freaking license, because they're not doing anything anyway.
Do you think that, because obviously it takes longer than 6 months to design a toy.
Jesus, Ron.
Surely.
Sorry,
I mean,
I'm at least.
You hear Mike, we're talking.
They have to have been planning that for a while. So do you think they released that G.I. Joe set to rope Harmony Gold into suing them so that they could win and be able to put all those out on a post?
Yeah. I honestly, you know what, I really think that some manufacturers intentionally do stuff like that, so that way they'll end up winning the lawsuit and be like, oh, well, look, when's the last time you actually produced something?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like, oh, it's been 20-something years. Well, guess what? Nobody cares or even knows who the hell you are anymore.
Yeah, and then suddenly Hasbro has, like you said, suddenly they have a Whirl and they have a Jetfire.
Which means they've talked to Bandai somewhere.
And that looks like a Macross figure. So it's like, it had to have been planned. That's my take on it.
Right. And I'm kind of curious, because, you know, if we get a Roadbuster and we get a Whirl, are we going to get new versions of the Deluxe Insecticons? There's a good
Whirl
one.
Whirl were Dvorak, weren't they?
Oh, they're Bandai.
Were they? Oh, okay.
They're all Bandai.
You sure about that?
Hmm?
Whirl and
I don't think Roadbuster
were from a line in Bandai. Bandai had the license for them.
Yeah, Roadbuster's Shogokin or something like that, right?
Right, but they've
actually released a figure for Roadbuster recently in Japan.
Yeah, but they were made by Poppy at first. But then whenever that all changed over to, because Poppy doesn't make anything like that anymore. And a lot of those licenses got sold off to Bandai. So Bandai is the ones that had those licenses back during the 80s. So that's why they had to get a hold of those. That's why they were so weird compared to all the other G1s. You know, they got them, they had like these weird parts that come off, and then you like literally like have these parts that are just on like one bar that you'd slide all the way up the torso or something. It was just really odd. It wasn't like a normal G1 or anything like that. It felt like Diaclone, where it was all kind of chunky and went together. You had like bars and stuff you had to move around.
What company is it that made or that is making the new updated Galgigar figure?
I want to say it's Bandai. But
I mean, it's like a new updated Soul of Chogokin or something other, but it's going to be transformed.
Is it like a is it like a masterpiece version
it's
or something?
From what I understand, it's like a masterpiece Galgigar.
I don't remember the companies that's actually doing those. There's several.
It's an official product too, from what I understand.
Right, right. And there's a few of them out there that they're kind of not, you know, really well-known toy companies that are making some of these masterpieces. They're just coming out of like left field with some of this stuff. So,
Yeah, that Roadbuster that just came out, it's in stock and at Big Bad Toy Store, and they also have like a transformable chibi version. But the company that made it was Artstorm.
Right. The one you're talking about is Fans. Well, the one that just recently came out, that's Fans Project.
And no. This is official product.
Is it the Super Deform?
Well, there's a Super Deform one, but this one doesn't transform. It's just they have a non-transforming one, and then they got the transforming Super Deformed.
Yeah, I've seen that. It's like a PVC character or something.
Yeah.
But yeah.
The Super Deformed guy looks like I want him.
The Super Deformed actually transforms. It's really interesting. It's kind of like the Optimus Prime that they released. The one that Duran did the Christmas special with. It's similar to that. Has a lot of similarities to it. So.
And you guys remember
lighting gimmicks or anything though?
And you guys remember Chrono Q?
Chrono Q sounds familiar.
Chrono Q, yeah.
The little Super Deformed.
Yeah.
Did I get the name wrong? It's been forever it's been forever since I've seen him. But yeah, those things were so easy to find for a long time, and then they all disappeared. And I imagine they're probably expensive now.
Possible.
I don't think so. I don't think they're that expensive, but it was a little while ago.
Okay, let's get our final thoughts on the Leader Jetfire and Windblade, or Wingblade or whatever it's called. Trans Jazz, what's your thoughts on that?
I'm gonna have to lie to my wife and tell her Jetfire is a masterpiece in order to get him, but
hey, he will be in my collection. Of a stretch.
I know, man, it's pretty close. So if that tells you anything.
And make it any bigger than it would be.
Insert your own joke here.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Or balls, whatever.
Balls.
Now balls. I have to say, this is well worth the wait just for the looks of it. I mean, yeah. That guy is awesome.
That's cool.
Still looking for one.
I need to get me a G1 scoop, so.
He is like ultra G1-ish, I mean, as far as, staying true to form.
You know what's funny is he has the whole hidden head in the cab syndrome, just like the G1 does.
Yeah. Yeah.
So those guys are out there complaining about that. Guess what? The G1 had, so suck it. It's funny. I like it.
I mean, it even feels just like it should. I mean, oh, well, crap. Well, that's not good. I was just trying to take the Target Master off and the fist came off.
He just broke it. This thing's been out of the package not even 10 seconds.
No.
It'll snap
it back in. Yeah.
Return the toy.
No. Megamus, you're...
Here you go, Hasbro. It's TFYLP's review on your crappy product.
Oh, wait. Let me go put a Target Master in Cup's hand. Oh, wait. It's not going to fall off.
Natsume, what's your thoughts on the Leader Jetfire?
Well, from the pictures that I've seen, a lot of times when we see the panels that you guys are talking about, you think maybe... for combining parts or whatever, for transformation, I'm thinking it's more of that sort of Dark of the Moon playset hollowness. That plastic hollowness that we've been seeing, where they're just saying, well, if we do it thematically in this way, in these certain positions, it will look kind of cool and technical, but we're saving money on plastic.
That's
really my take on it. I think overall it looks pretty good, except for that, because that's it. It looks It's obviously not aerodynamic. It's not a jet.
Well, what about wing blade? Wing blade. Wing blade. Wing.
I agree with you guys with the whole alt mode thing. I'm expecting another Revenge of the Fallen mode.
You mean legs splayed out and bent over?
Wow.
Yeah, he went there.
Wow, this just became an X-rated cast.
But the man did it first. Yeah, I like the way, I love the colors, actually. I really like the colors. But, you know, they can always ruin the paint. We'll see how the paint comes out in the final product. I really like the colors as they look in this image, though. The design, I'm just sort of meh on, and because I can't really see any transformation, I just don't see it happening. As a full figure, I'm just sort of like... Mm.
It's supposed to turn into a jet.
Some kind of jet.
But for some reason, even though she's bigger and looks like she's supposed to be in the foreground, Jetstorm has been put in front of her wings.
I wouldn't be surprised if they both come out the same time.
Yeah. Windblade's supposed to come out with J-Axis and Nightbeat, apparently.
Nightbeat's just a recolor of.
He has a new head, and he looks like he has new attachments that go on the doors, but Generation Jazz, or Reveal the Shield Jazz.
Yeah.
And then J-Axis has a new head, and he is Armada Starscream.
Another Reveal Shield Jazz.
Oh, that reminds me. Yeah.
I'll be back, fellas.
Okay, yeah. Okay, Jazz. That reminds me, I found Year of the Horse Starscream today at Toys R Us, and noticed that it is not in my possession.
And you said, wow, that figure was crap.
Yeah.
It sucked. Wow, that figure. I saw that a while ago.
God, I don't want it.
Well, it looks like a big Tonka toy. It does.
That's the point in it. Buy it for your kid so your kid can play with it. There you go.
Yeah, and I was pissed off at Hasbro when they released that, you know, back during Cybertron, and instead of giving us the nice Voyager version that they got in Galaxy Force.
Well, my whole thing is, like, if they were going to do, like, the Year of the Horse thing with Optimus Prime, why didn't they just tampo a big horse on the trailer?
I kind of like the translucent trailer.
They still could have tampoed a cool horse on the side of it. I mean, come on. I mean, what did they do with the movie version? They painted the thing some crazy red and some gigantic dragon tattoo thing across the trailer.
And horses are very often featured on the side of trailers, so this is completely practical as a robots in disguise move.
Yeah, I know. So what
driving through the Midwest?
And there we have Scoop in vehicle mode.
Scoop mode.
I heard.
Yeah, he can roll around.
I've heard and I've seen reviews that his vehicle mode is kind of meh.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of it because if you look at it, the truck has chrome rims, but everything else is gold chrome. What gives? Why is there a hodgepodge of color there? I don't get it.
Because Hasbro?
Because somebody was like, oh, look! Instead of just remolding these in gold, we're just going to use the silver ones we already made.
Have you looked at the premium Ultra Magnus?
Oh, yes. How big a turd that is?
We can only expect so much.
Can't expect everything to be gold out of the Camp Hasbro.
Gold.
Well, we expect it so much out of third party products, but you know sometimes they don't deliver either.
Can we speak about one third party project that I'm really really excited about?
Yes.
I am going to share this, and you guys are probably going to absolutely love it.
Well, I want to know what Megamus.
Here it is. The Mega Drive Megatron that turns into a Sega freaking Genesis.
But that's Mega
not
Drive.
Yes.
That's not third party. That's official to Karatomi. Yes.
It's official.
It might as well be third party, but it's
and it's freaking awesome.
Hermagerd.
Hermagerd, please give me more.
Now we need Fami Convoy.
Yeah, Fami Convoy. Please, Hasbro, do that for us. That would be so awesome. I am sorry. That would be the coolest setup ever. I would so jump down that. That's so cool.
I want that Megatron so hard. Man.
That's something I'm into right there. Now, that's something I can get behind with new stuff. I don't care if it does have a crap transformation. It's a freaking game system that turns into Megatron. Who doesn't want that?
I will put him in Sega Genesis mode, and then I will put High Score 500 or whatever his name was, the controller, into controller mode and set him beside it. That's my two gaming peripheral Transformers.
Wow, Scoop is so simple in his transformation, it's not even funny.
Yeah.
That's what I love about it.
I was about to say all the new ones have been that way, but Waspinator and Skids are not. So I take that back.
Okay, who's rolling toys?
Me.
I was going to say, well, that's an indicative of what's future to come with all the toys we saw from Age of Extinction.
Yes. No, I mean, he's simple in a good way, is what I meant.
Yeah, like...
That's because he's the middle ground.
He's so simple, I should just go out and buy the G1 for this cheaper price.
Actually, no, he's cheaper than the G1. Not by much.
Not by much.
Not by much. You can get a G1 Scoop for, what, about $20? Something like that? Complete?
Yep.
Where did Megamus go?
Where's the rest you go to?
He's sitting there with these. He's been spamming pictures of this custom Jetfire.
Well, yeah, I was waiting for you to ask me, and I was going to say that definitely I'll buy it, but it is not a Masterpiece Jetfire. This is.
Yeah,
so
I have
that,
to agree.
That is.
Well, did someone take one of those?
Yes, I did.
Masterpiece Macross and stick an Autobot sticker on.
No. That's a custom repaint. I repainted the whole thing with a custom head and.
Your custom?
Too. Yeah, I did that.
Oh.
Nice.
Oh, well, then it looks like crap.
Wait a minute. You can't tell?
Megamus is crap. He's
look, can you tell?
My little Zorgos, guys! Yay!
Does it actually have firing missiles?
No.
Fail. Yeah,
they don't. But, yep. No, I was going to tell Chad, I was like, this is Masterpiece size. So, no.
Yeah, until they actually release a Masterpiece that's like as big as the G1 or slightly bigger, then I'm not going to be happy about that.
Well, that's what I like about this one. That one's a 1/48 scale. So it's actually about 2 inches taller than Prime. It's actually taller than the Masterpiece MP1. So it is in scale.
I have never seen a G1 Jetfire in person.
What?
I've seen a couple of them.
Yeah. Where am I supposed to see a G1 Jetfire?
At my house.
Comic Shops?
At my house. At my house.
Is it me? Is that
an invite?
Yeah, you can come over. Dude, you got to come over and get stuff anyways.
I want to play with it all.
Well, come over and play with my toys.
Oh, I mean, here you go.
Now,
here
you go. Okay.
Yeah, let me share this. Just to give you an idea.
Sorry, play with
There you go.
Whoa.
Yeah.
See? That's how big he is. That's how big he is.
Yeah, that's exactly how big he is. He's that big. He's freaking huge.
Yes. I got startled there for a second. I thought you were going to show us something naughty.
That's like you stick him next to
other women present. God, what a jack. Oh, I'm sorry.
Hey.
Well, the thing is, you stand
don't you know that's you. When this podcast gets most inappropriate is when there's women present.
You talk about inappropriate. Here is official product. I'm trying to put these guys together.
Oh, God.
This is, okay, these are the target masters for Scoop. Okay, front of the robot, front of the robot. They attach face to face, just like that.
Are you?
They are laying. They are laying face to face. Look at that.
What's wrong with that? They're supposed to lay back. They're supposed to lay butt to crunch.
Yeah, but the thing is,
I'm not making a joke either.
Now wait a minute. My question is, when you put them together, does one just lay back and accept it?
Apparently.
Okay.
Who's taking it? Who's receiving? Who's giving it? Who's receiving in this one?
Well, I think it's mutual. Anyway. Hey, there's a G1. There's a picture of the G1 next to it, so you can see how much smaller the G1 is.
Nice.
But, yes.
That's pretty cool, though. Well, yes.
All right. Our favorite Beast Wars figures, or how should I put this? Beast Wars.
Let's show the other side.
What?
There you go. It's got a monkey butt.
Mike, there you go.
Now, Beast Wars was... We talked about Beast Wars here the other day. And for those of you who... I'm getting so distracted by this Scoop toy. It's so awesome.
I'm going to.
It's just...
Gosh! So unprofessional.
Put the toy down! Imagine playing with a toy on a toy podcast. Just how dare I?
The rest of us don't play with toys during the podcast. Like you don't see me here building construct bots on the podcast.
Gosh.
No, I'm not rolling any toys around.
Okay. I'm done with playing this game
now. He's getting distracted.
Beast Wars. You know, we talked the other day about, you know, what got us into Transformers, and I know Sideburn said that he got into Beast Wars, and Megamus, it pretty much brought you back to Transformers, didn't it?
Yeah. Sorry. Yes. Yes, it did.
You were muted.
I had a question that was being asked of me. Yes, that's exactly what brought me back, is the Beast Wars. And in actuality, it was this guy. Because he's totally awesome.
He is.
I still has mine. Yes.
Wait a minute. But then, there you go.
Garrett Chalk.
That's right.
Why did he sign his boobs? Yeah.
Sign his nipples.
That's awesome, man.
Signage.
I want Gary Chalk to sign my Optimus Primal's boobs.
Oh, thank God you said it. Oh, this one's going to get bad.
You want Gary Chalk to sign your boobs, huh?
Let's see. We'll get a Sharpie.
There's nothing wrong with it. I'm a man.
He's got man boobs.
Do you think he'd get weirded out by that?
Probably.
I think he would take it like a champ.
Oh, wow. What is that noise?
What the heck? Guys, I leave for like 5 seconds and you got wind-up toys.
I do.
You know, that's what I love about this toy line is there's just so much cool stuff to mess with. You know,
see, and I thought you were going to say that's what I like.
It's a robot, wind up robot.
We were talking about nipples and then wind up toys. So okay then, alrighty.
We're totally getting derailed here.
Back on focus.
Focus.
Speaking of which, Ryan needs a freaking update. Anyway.
What? Who needs an update?
You said derailed, and speaking of which, Raiden needs an update.
Raiden.
Yes.
Yes.
Raiden.
It's Raiden.
Raiden!
Raiden. Raiden's Transformers. Raiden is Shogun Warriors. Hey, wait a minute.
No, Raiden is Mortal Kombat.
Bring it up. Okay. There you go.
Exactly.
I was in on it. I don't know what we're doing. I'm so confused.
It's like an old school festival.
All right. But Beast Wars, back to Beast Wars. I'm sorry.
We do need to go back to Beast Wars. I agree.
I'm still a bit trying to get used to my new work schedule.
Nickelodeon.
Megamus, are you drunk?
No. No, but he's right. The whole thing got started. No, wait a minute. Let's be honest with this. The whole thing got started because you said Beast Wars. Says, oh, I better go get some. So all I did was take one, and I went about like that. And he goes, Mike goes, oh, that's Primal. I can tell by the butt. So
my exact words were, I saw monkey butt.
Yes.
So you knew.
I knew. I can identify him from his butt. So,
that's pretty bad.
Now, the only thing I'm worried about is, or that I'm upset, is I had him sign his nipples, and I should have had him sign his ass. So, you know?
We could probably have that arranged.
Gary Chalka, he great guy. Hell, he'd do it. Absolutely.
But Beast Wars, it got a lot of us excited. I mean, if it wasn't just the toys, it was also the TV show. I was a big fan of the show. Not so much the toys because of the. I just didn't. I'm not a huge fan of the animals, but I do. What?
This is awesome. It's awesome.
I agree. That's why it's one of the few Beast Wars figures I own.
Look at all the play value from this thing. Oh my god! And when did it come out? 95.
Yeah,
it was ahead of its time. Oh my god.
Yeah, it is an awesome
toy. Love it.
I have to agree. It is.
But you're right. It was the show. The show, the way it was written, everything, magnificent. And that's what brought me back into it. You're absolutely right. It was the show.
What about you, Chad? What stood out about Beast Wars to you? Was it the toys, the show?
The show. Actually, I actually started, now that I think about it for a second, Transmetal Pterosaur was the first one I seen on the rack when, way back when, 96 or 97, and I decided to pick that up, and then I started watching the show. And it's, you know, been a downhill slide ever since, right back into the plastic crack habit.
So, well, actually, if you stop and think about it, well, my original G1 collection, finding them in storage and everything, got me back interested in Transformers. But whenever I actually went back and started, went to the stores and started looking for Transformers to buy, that's what was on the shelf was Beast Wars and Beast Machines. So I guess a lot of us, it actually got us back into the plastic crack habit. That's me. What's your thoughts on Beast Wars? What's your memories?
Well, I have so few memories of the actual first time that I watched it since I was so young. But it is actually one of those cartoons that I can say that I remember watching, and I was actually terrified of the show. I was
terrified of it?
Machines, but let's just stick with Beast Wars. Yeah, I was terrified of the show because of the scary, you know, scary giant rat and the raptor, you know.
That trip's awesome!
I'm just saying, as a kid, and I was pretty young, because I can hardly remember this. This isn't like, I had to have been like, what year was it?
96.
It came out 95.
I was going to say 5 or 6 years old. So, you know, it's just... I do remember. It's one of those. It's one of the earliest memories I have is actually this show. I'm trying to remember which episode, because I rewatched a lot of Transformers series about 3 or 4 years ago.
and then I ended up going all the way up until Rid, and I got stuck in Rid because I could not finish it. After rewatching the show, I really enjoyed it. I never saw any toys. I don't know if I owned any toys from this. I had other boys' toys. Like, I had, like, you know, Tarzan. When the Disney movie came out, they had, like, a little tiger, the leopard, and he had, like, pop-out claws and stuff. I was really into that. I was like, oh, my gosh, there's claws! He popped out! But I don't recall ever having toys from this, and I don't have any now. So I really can't comment on the toys. But I like the show now that I've watched it, and I'm sensible and sentient enough to be able to recognize that the giant rat isn't scary and the dinosaur isn't scary.
I could have understood if you were
still kind of scary.
I could have understood if you were like scared of a rampage. That guy was disturbed, but
maybe I don't even remember him from way back when. I don't know. Maybe I didn't make it that far in the season, or I just didn't comprehend. Maybe I just blocked it out entirely consciously.
So what the pressing question is what is Velocity's take on Beast Wars?
Oh, here we go.
I'm going to drag her into this podcast here.
Hi. I was a bit older than Natsume when Beast Wars came out, and I loved it. But my parents refused to buy me Transformers. But my brother, however, we totally shared toys. So we had all the time where the Transformers, we'd have an assault on the Barbie Dreamhouse.
Did the Transformers win?
Oh, of course. Of course. And then they would occupy it, and then the Beanie Babies would try and take it from them, but they never could. But I loved it. And part of that was because Megatron was a lavender T-Rex. And that is like, it was dinosaurs, it was lavender, it couldn't get any better.
Lavender T-Rex.
Much better than my memory of the show.
I want to go play Transformers Assault Barbie Dreamhouse.
Crickets chirp.
You sick bastard.
That sounds like, we'll see. Me and my brother, I mean, we were both boys, so we both just had Beast Wars, and we played with that. Crap all the time.
That was the
opera. We would tear their arms off in battles, and our room would be a mess of Beast Wars figures with arms missing and legs missing, and those are the times.
Beasts to a whole other level.
Hey, Wasp and Air got blown apart in every single episode.
That is true.
So, and they had ball joints, so, dismemberment was, a thing. And we did it often.
Oh, no, the mobile studio has gone live.
And now?
Yes, it has.
He must be stopped somewhere.
Cincinnati. I'm south of Cincinnati. I'm at the rest area there on 75, 71.
Yeah, I'm sure you're doing something illegal.
So you're in Kentucky.
I am in Kentucky. I'm actually relatively close to your house.
Yeah, now I think about it, you're too close. Keep moving. Move along.
You shouldn't do that in public, Chad. It's illegal.
Plasticon, you're...
Dude, put it away.
your memories of Beast Wars.
My memories of Beast Wars was I really wasn't that much into it. I'm a terrible person. I was one of those guys that thought Beast Wars is stupid. And then I sat down and actually started watching the episodes when I was, later on, and I was like, I really like Rat Trap. He just cracks me up.
It's amazeballs, man. Amazeballs.
I love him. I don't know what it is. And honestly, probably he's probably my favorite. He's my favorite character next to Megatron out of there, honestly. I just like them.
I absolutely love Megatron.
Inferno?
Freaking Megatron. Inferno!
Royalty!
Okay, Inferno made me laugh, but I'm still a bigger fan of Rat Trap.
Okay,
Inferno now, was awesome.
For the royalty!
Inferno
was amazing. My favorite was My Queen. They all look at him.
My queen.
I wish he would stop calling me that.
That's what I loved about Megatron, because every time he'd get any reaction from him. Once he goes offline, he's like, this guy, this it's like a disgrace or something.
Now, another favorite of J.D. Church was his love of animated. He loved animated.
Not love animated if you love Beast Wars.
Yeah. I disagree.
You're a terrible person.
Well, and that may be. Yeah.
Now, for those
have
of
you watched
not,
it?
I'm not doubting that. Okay, that part I'm not doubting.
Have you watched it?
I did not like the show. I don't like the toys.
You watched all of it?
I couldn't get through it.
What was the episode you gave up on?
The first one.
Oh wow!
That's why
you didn't give it a chance. That show is amazing. It is the best Transformers show today.
I take it back. It wasn't the first show. I mean, I saw like when Prowl got that armor. I saw that one.
It's all a jumbled mess. You got to watch it from beginning to end.
There was a couple of them.
Horse stuff. You can skip. There's two episodes you can skip, and they both have the headmaster in them.
Now, wait a minute.
Those are the worst.
The only thing I thought was neat was there was two that had the Constructicons in it.
Yeah.
And they kept drinking oil. And it struck me as funny that it was like Irish humor.
Yeah.
And I like that. Funny. That I thought was funny.
You know,
that's about it.
As big a Beast Wars fan as I am, that show did everything right. And there's things about Beast Wars when I watch it that I'm just like, you know, especially season two, I kind of cringe a little bit, like, all right. But, man, animated did excellent, except for, Headmaster. We can pretend he doesn't exist.
All of them had their ups and downs, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You know, even heaven forbid, G1 had some bad episodes. I mean, I'm sorry, Jason.
Carnage at C1.
I know, but...
Really?
No. Yeah, exactly.
But man,
we all know it.
You got to give it a chance again. It had some surprisingly dark episodes, some surprisingly moving episodes. It had fan wank from anywhere a fan could wank. I mean,
well, this is one thing that I absolutely loved about the entire freaking series. Come on, they never showed Grandis at all ever on screen until that came out. Grandis was in animated. So
there are so many characters in the background shots.
I remember
some of those.
I did see
that. It's crazy.
I did see that.
And you tell me that wasn't cool.
And come on.
That was neat, just because, you know, characters, and you'd stop and go, I know who that is. I know who that is.
And come on, Huffer and Pipes were Mario and Luigi.
Yeah. I actually forgot about that. Now, was that at the very end of the series?
Yeah, towards the end when they were showing bits of Cybertron.
That's
yeah.
actually lending itself to a toy design now with a third-party company.
The Grandis?
No. The animated, I can't remember what company it is. Oh, it's Mech Ideas. Mech Ideas is actually putting out third-party animated toys, and their first two are Huffer and Pipes, and they kind of look like Mario and Luigi.
I want an animated freaking Grandis. That's what I want.
I want a lot of animated things. I want an animated Omega Supreme.
I love Grandis.
I want...
Come on, Megamist. You got to be on the same boat with me. You want an animated Grandis. You own Grandis. You know that thing deserves more than one freaking toy.
Yeah, but not animated.
Come on, dude. The animated one would be funny. Some big tubby looking dude.
I'm gonna have to buy two complete DVD box sets and send one to Megamist and make him watch it.
Yeah. See how that works out.
he'll just all he'll do is resell it.
Now, fine, I'm like this episode.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I'm just breaking them open now. Yeah.
We're gonna like do a mandatory full animated DVD review. It's like everyone has to watch it.
Wait. I'm going to get tested on this later?
Yeah. Yep.
I'm out.
Oh, wow. But
animated was awesome.
We are talking about some of the favorite things of Radio Free Cybertron personality J.D. Church, who passed away earlier this week. Again, I want to remind people that that are listening in, we're kind of going outside the norm and kind of bouncing around all generations, but specifically Beast Wars animated and G1. And we're doing this episode in memoriam of him and in honor of him. And again, I want to remind people that there is a Give Forward link that I have posted in the Facebook group on TFYLP's page. If you want to donate to the family of J.D. Church, please do so and help them out. It's, as we all know, funeral expenses can be quite expensive, and I'm sure they can use the money wisely. And it would be a good thing to do and help those out within the Transformers community, and just be a brotherly thing to do, and or sisterly thing, and
brother sisters.
Yes, but sure. we want to, you know, just kind of we kind of want to have fun here tonight, and just kind of reminisce about some of our favorite things. We haven't really done a full episode on Transformers Animated yet, and I've got an idea that I would like to do for the Transformers Animated show.
So that's why I started burning.
Yes,
I thought I smelled something burning.
Yes, I want to do something before that. So just kind of keep that in the back of your mind, and hopefully, listeners of TFYLP will enjoy that episode if it comes to fruition. We will be doing an animated episode, but there's something I want to add to it that would be really, really cool.
I think I might know the gears spinning in your head, and yeah. I will love that.
Yeah. Also, I want to ask Trans Jazz, Chad, what are your thoughts and spins on Transformers Animated?
I liked it. It was definitely different from the norm, as far as, you know, there was no angles or blocky bodies, with the exception of Ultra Magnus and Roadbuster Ultra Magnus. You know, pretty much everybody was sleek and rounded off, and really just a awesome deal. And it was really capped. That toy line was really made popular by its television show more than anything, because they had great writing, and they were, I mean, it was just a well-rounded deal. It just didn't fit in with any other line. That's the only issue it had.
The most sinister and maniacal Megatron to date.
True.
Very true. That Megatron was amazing.
I don't know. I find Prime Megatron pretty darn sinister, too.
He was in season one.
Yeah, but then he started getting more honorable and such, and the one in animated's like, I don't care, I'm here to kill everything, you know.
I liked in season two of Prime, where he was sort of like, you know, he scoffed at Dreadwing, like, don't underestimate Optimus Prime. You know, that was sort of, you know, it shows that he has respect for his archenemy. But yeah, he got a little too, like, he was all talk but no game. But man, animated Megatron was just, when he was on screen, because he was doing big and bad things.
Awesome. So Natsume, you and Velocity, what are your thoughts on animated?
I'm sure Velocity has a lot to say on this. My quick thing is that When it first came out, I feel very neutral. I've always felt very neutral toward animated. I liked it. I really loved Weird Al when he came on, and recently I think he went on My Little Pony.
He was born to be stupid.
I dare to be stupid.
Yeah.
Yes, and I over the years I find myself looking back on animated and saying, compared to all the other stuff we've had, at least animated was kind of more deficit neutral, where everything else was kind of... So I find myself now looking back more favorably on animated and wanting to say that there's more of a fondness there for me now. And I really did enjoy several of the aesthetics of the toys. I really loved Swoop. Unfortunately, I butchered that for the one custom I have made in my life. And I had a few other animated toys too. I really loved Oil Slick.
I like the bubble head.
The design
was cool. That was unfortunate. He was only in one episode for about 2 minutes.
Yeah, and that was after the toy, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was just kind of like, well, we have this design, we might as well throw it in there. And then
he was still a Cybertronian. He wasn't even the
the motorcycle.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's my take on animated. Is basically, I enjoyed a lot of the toys. There were some that I really didn't like because I thought they pushed simplicity too far. Bumblebee was a little bit weird, and I didn't like his color.
I hated Bumblebee.
But
interestingly, he was supposed to be Hot Rod, or not Hot Rod, but Hot Shot.
Yeah.
But because of the 2007 movie, they made them make him Bumblebee.
Well, he's a much better representation of Bumblebee, I must say. He is probably my favorite representation of Bumblebee now. So with that, I'm going to pass it off to Velocity.
Well, animated is one of the things that got me back into Transformers right after the 2007 movie. So if it wasn't for animated, like, we wouldn't have become friends. And, I mean, I may have, like, three different variations on the animated RC costume. So that probably says everything. I really liked it. The design is beautiful. Like, I have almost the full collection of animated toys. I just don't have the Japanese exclusives. And I have never considered selling any of them. They're just my favorites. And the story was fun and lighthearted, but also sometimes serious. It was probably my favorite one, so, yeah.
You got Lockdown, Torture, and RC for codes.
Oh my gosh, Lockdown. I forgot that he came about as of animated, and he's another one of my favorite things from that, and none...
And Lugnut.
Now, Hound.
You can't not love Lugnut.
Roller Magnus.
He was just a repaint of a toy.
I don't care. It's still awesome. I've got it, and it's the coolest thing ever.
You know, I can't love that figure because it took me forever to find an actual blue and freaking white Magnus because there was nothing but stupid gosh dang Roadbuster Magnuses everywhere clogging up the shelves. And I was so ticked off seeing that guy that by the time I actually found my blue and white Magnus, I was like, screw that thing, throw it in the garbage.
And now what's funny is the Roadbuster Magnus goes for more than the original color one does.
And I didn't care because I wanted the cast of Transformers animated, not the repaints.
I just wanted it because it's Roadbuster Magnus.
Do you still have the entire cast of animated?
I need a purple Soundwave. I have the gray Soundwave. And I need to get Takara's Blackout and Jetwing Prime. And then I have the entire cast.
I remember, I can't remember what BotCon it was. I'm thinking it was the last one in Pasadena. But there was the Japanese Blackout was going around. A few of the vendors there had them. And that was actually a pretty impressive looking toy.
Yeah, he suffers from the Lugnut syndrome, where he's incredibly short for a Voyager. But I need to get him. He's getting more and more expensive as we talk on this podcast.
As the seconds go by, the pennies go up.
Oh, well.
I think it 2010 Slagicon, Captured Prey actually had a few of those blackouts. I actually remember looking at.
Yeah, I believe they did.
They're actually pretty awesome looking, at least in the package, because they didn't have any of them out, obviously.
Yeah.
I need more animated figures.
Yes, you do.
I do.
Is that have we covered everybody for Transformers Animated?
Oh, I also need Sunstorm. I forgot that he actually was in the show.
Wait, do you have the translucent the duo that came out with the Prime and Hot Rod? Do you have that variant?
No, I'm not really going for variants. I just wanted a representation of each, because I didn't want like that. I don't know what he was supposed to be, toxic-looking lug nut, you know. That was back before Hasbro started doing repaints that meant anything. They just painted them funky colors, like in the middle of animated, here's your Transformers Universe version 2 with funky colors that make no sense.
There's nothing wrong with that. I like funky colors.
Okay. Before we wrap up, I want to point out, see here, well, one of our listeners, Michael Perez, posted a question on our Facebook group. I'd like to pose that on here and kind of toss it around for some quick responses. So since we're on the heels of Toy Fair announcements and reveals, what are we expecting tomorrow or this weekend? Any predictions? Real quick, Megamus.
Toys.
Wow, that's really astute.
Yep, thank you. Thank you. And I bet I'm right.
I got the follow-up. Disappointment.
I agree.
Wait, wait. Well, you're not disappointed yet?
Okay, wait a minute. More disappointment. There you go.
Well, what about more excitement?
I don't predict much of that in our future.
Thank you. Thank you. No.
Plasticon. Besides toys.
Besides toys or disappointment.
Yeah.
We covered it all.
You know, I'll be kind of blown away if I actually see them do anything with Trypticon. Right. I've been praying that they'll give us an updated one because I think it'd be kind of cool. But depending on, you know, it depended on the sales of that Metroplex, and apparently that Metroplex hasn't like shelf warmed from out here, so
yeah, no. Sucked.
Here's sucked. The hoping.
All right. So on to, this isn't a prediction, this is sort of a hope. I'm going to say that I hope, because of Age of Extinction, that they surprise us and show us, if not prototypes, line, you know, designs of Generations Dinobots.
Yes.
At least a couple of them. Like your go-tos, yeah, Slag and Swoop.
And
Sludge, and damn it!
Well, and
screw
by that.
Slag and Swoop, man. Sludge deserves some love.
He does.
You know what kids don't like?
I like brontosauruses. I don't care.
I like chicken. I like liver.
Kids will buy T-Rexes. Kids will buy triceratops.
Kids will buy a brontosaurus, too.
Kids will buy pteranodons.
And you prove that kids actually buy R.I.D. and Armada toys, so it doesn't really matter what you say.
What's wrong with R.I.D.?
Dinosaurs.
Oh, R.I.D. was pretty awesome.
Gigantic Trypticon that looks like Godzilla. Please, Hasbro, don't.
So, Chad, what are your predictions or hopes for upcoming reveals and news this weekend?
He hopes for a Generation Sideburn.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's it. Was that a little self-plug there, Mikey?
I'm just know laugh if what actually comes out.
I just know how much you love him.
All I know,
I mean,
everyone loves him.
If they do make one, we need to at least have a little portrait of your face on it. It's not on the figure, on the card, you know.
Oh, they're all seriously.
At that point, I'll buy it. I'll buy an RID figure if they do that.
I will make a resin mold of his head if I have to.
There will seriously be a Mimi on, or a Meme or whatever they call it, on Facebook as soon as they come out with a sideburn, and I am going to cut and paste his face right on it, and it'll have the little bouncy head thing going on.
Bobblehead.
Bobblehead.
It'll be bobblehead sideburn.
We will market it. We
collect
will sell
them all.
Them, and they will buy it.
Natsume, you and Velocity, what are your hopes and predictions
hey,
for?
Hold on. We skipped Chad because I interrupted him with my sideburn stuff.
Yeah, I kind of got derailed.
He wasn't hoping for a sideburn?
No, nah, not so much.
He is secretly.
You can't grow any of these.
I hope they show us a masterpiece swoop or some kind of answer to what the collectors want. You know, something other than Jetfire. Because Windblade is not the answer. That's a big pile of crap. You know,
hey, you're talking about the entire community. You got to remember, they all voted for that.
I didn't vote for it.
I didn't.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say, if the whole community voted on that, they're a bunch of retards and they need to go rethink some
now,
stuff.
Now, that's not politically correct.
I mean, come on. How many in the community actually voted for a female robot?
I wouldn't mind having a female robot, just not one that I'd never heard of before.
Are you saying that the voters are sexist?
Yep.
Yeah.
I would just
plain argue, who would vote for a robot with gender?
And the crickets come rolling in.
Actually, one of my personal hopes for Toy Fair is maybe an IDW RC.
Well, we're already getting an RC.
I know, but I mean, I would like to see it. You know, so.
Hey. Hey, Durin, it's in the last wave of that line. And it'll get canceled before they actually make it.
Either that or it'll be extremely and obscenely hard to get. Yeah.
I don't know. I see them trying to keeping the movie geared towards kids because that is their overall exposure, and them keeping generations for us, so we don't complain the entire time the movie is going.
No, we'll find something else to complain about.
Oh, we always do.
I liked Grimlock on the screen. Why don't I get a good toy?
Yeah. Okay, now that's me.
I want a mask.
My prediction is very simply lots and lots of movie toys, you know, waves of them as usual whenever there's a movie year.
Bumblebees, a hive of them.
My hope is that there's still going to be some sort of human alliance line, since, of course, that's my favorite. And it has that complexity. It has the good-sized class. It doesn't have all the electronics that weighs down the leader class figures. That's my hope. And in my prediction, of course, tons of movie toys for the
series. You know what else doesn't have all the electronics to weigh down leader class figures? Leader class figures.
Not anymore. It just depends.
Wait, so the only leader class figure we've seen recently is that I'm gonna start calling that Craptimus Prime, that shell former thing.
Well, let me say gimmick-laden figure.
There's no electronics.
Is that better?
What's that?
Is gimmick-laden better now? Is that more like a coverall for all the leaders now instead of... Since they don't all typically all light up now and you know, make noises. Some of them are just have spinning action.
Natsume confirms we're giving an Optimus Prime with in his gimmick as coveralls.
With a big gigantic pocket so that way you can carry around Bumblebee in it.
Oh wow. So what's Vet's thought?
Hey, that's a new scene. That's a new scene in the movie. You haven't seen it yet. It's actually going to be in the movie.
It's in the movie. So that
and they're,
you know,
and they're both they're both riding Grimlock at the same time.
I was about to say that. With his flimsy ass sword.
Okay. Okay, guys. Let's hear Vet's thoughts on her hopes and predictions for Toy Fair.
I'm with Natsume on predictions. I think there's going to be a lot of movie toys, and if what we've seen is the trend, it's going to be another great year for my wallet. there's lots of blocky colors and not nearly as fun as previous movie toys have been. As for hopes, I always hope for another Trax. He's my favorite, although I guess my hope would be for them to not make a Trax. If they're going to do it in the style that we're doing right now.
Oh, well, since we're on that subject and everything, what are your thoughts on the recent events in Bowling Green, Kentucky with the Corvette Museum and some rare, rare Corvettes that are lost?
I'm glad I got to go to the museum before it imploded.
It was under the magnitude of the greatness of the Corvettes.
Well, see, there's only one.
I just couldn't. It's from the pictures, it looks like maybe they can salvage a good bit of it, so that's great, especially since they had at least one of one there. But because I'm also like trained in museum sciences and stuff, so part of me just like, oh, the curation, all the hard work to keep them nice, down the drain. No.
I would have hated to have been the night watchman at that museum at 5:40 that morning. It's like hear this loud noise and be running in there. Oh crap! Oh crap! Oh crap! Oh crap!
I'd be running in there, jumping in the car, driving away, and say, "What? It fell in the sinkhole."
I would call my boss, be like, "Okay, who the hell let the sandworms out?"
Yeah,
Tremors.
This is a Dune freaking reference, people.
Michael Bay's just upset because he can't actually use the footage.
Yeah.
You froze his butt squares. No one will be able to tell it's from a security camera.
Soundwave was trying to steal himself a car. Or not Soundwave, Shockwave.
So have we gotten everybody's thoughts on Toy Fair? I believe we have.
I think so.
Big disappointment, as always.
No one's going to
have. I will be surprised if I ever see a Masterpiece G2 Megatron in tank form, for God's sake.
Who knows?
You're the only one that wants that, though.
I want that.
Whatever, man. Everybody wants one of those. It's freaking sweet.
I want that, because then they can stick a Predacon symbol on it. You know, easy repaint. You got a
Megastorm.
Yeah.
And then you can do a thing where you just swap out his head and then it's Bludgeon. And then do one for Bossitron.
And then you make him purple and he's G2 Hero Megatron.
Haha! Five repaints
or paint
one
him
toy.
blue with black camo, blue and black camo, and call him Armorhide.
Or you paint him blue and gray and you give him a head swapping gimmick and he's a crap. What was his name?
It double header. It was something header.
It was in the Robot Masters.
Yeah, yep. Reverse Convoy.
Yeah, right. Reverse Convoy. There you go.
Yep.
Interesting.
There you go, Hasbro. Takara. We just gave you 6 molds out of 1.
And think of all the third party companies that can make a bunch of crap that puts on it. There you go. Keep them
including
in business
a
too.
Gimmick cell box.
There you go.
Megatron attack. Not only that, then the TFCC, the Collectors Club, can actually use it and call it what's their thing? Their
shattered glass.
Oh man, shattered glass. They can repaint in shattered glass colors.
You paint him in Optimus colors. So freaking cool.
Yeah.
A big red tank.
Dur, big red tank.
And then you can turn it back around and turn it into Warpath. Money.
Yeah,
somebody,
All right, somebody, now we start to stretch.
Somebody that's stretching. A Warpath fan will buy it.
Somebody would.
Somebody would.
Well, the elastic on that underwear is worn out.
I believe we've kind of run our course tonight.
Divorce to death is what's going on.
Yes. I want to remind
people. A bad analogy, man. That was tasteless. What?
Guys, I want to remind people to visit our sponsor, Capture Prey, CapturePrey.com. Great toys, great prices, great service, CapturePrey.com. Now with a moon base in St. Matthews at the Zone Comics off of Hubbard Road.
Mean they didn't set up shop on the moon?
No.
I'm disappointed now.
No, you are not disappointed. But you can actually, if you are in the Louisville, Kentucky area and have a chance to drop by the Zone Comics, it's right there next to Kroger off of Hubbard Road, and you can go in there. As a matter of fact, I was in there today with Sidecutter from Captured Prey, and I supported the little man, and I got my own Justice Iron Paw. I never had this figure before, and I went ahead and picked one up. And it's really cool to actually go into a brick-and-mortar store and purchase a third-party figure. Pretty awesome. So check out CapturePrey.com and The Zone Comics for Moonbase 1, Capture Prey's third-party outlet and a brick-and-mortar store. Really awesome. Again, this episode has been dedicated to Radio Free Cybertron personality J.D. Church. Reminder to go to giveforward.com and give for JD Church's family and help them out if at all possible, if you can. And remember JD Church. I believe his funeral is tomorrow, and it's really, really sad news. And our thoughts and hearts go out to those at Radio Free Cybertron and also his family. It is just really heartbreaking, and our condolences. So I want to thank Trans Jazz. Thank you for joining us this evening.
I've been in and out, but thank you for having me.
Well, that happens on mobile. We understand.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
He's lying. He hits the kill switch on you. He's kicking out.
Sidebird 2, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Natsume, welcome back, and thank you and Vet both for being on the show.
Bye. I think we both really enjoyed being on.
Awesome addition.
Yes. And also Plasticon Studios.
As always.
And before we forget, check out Plasticon, his live toy stickering, Transformer stickering today. It's on the YouTube channel, kind of something new, we're trying out, and hopefully you guys like it. And if you like it, let us know. Subscribe, like, and share our channel.
Yeah, just to kind of plug this, I did do a dual cast, so I cast it on this channel and on my personal channel, so I had two different camera angles. So you guys stay tuned, I'll probably be doing more of that. So if you guys have two browsers, feel free to open them up so we have two different windows up.
Catch all the action. Hot
sticker. Always! Transformers.
Hot sticker action. That's what you need to call the show. Hot sticker action.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. That'll end up happening again.
I'm going to bring my Predaking over, and you can stick her on live, and I'll just sit back there behind you just like going, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Rub your balls on it.
Got the KY ready.
Megamus, thank you for joining us this evening.
My pleasure.
And as always, I am Weird Wolf. Thank you for joining us on this sad occasion. But always keep the fandom in your hearts, and as the family of J.D. Church of Radio Free Cybertron. We will see you next time on TFYLP. Remember, we broadcast Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. and Friday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and right here on the YouTube channel. We will see you next time on TFYLP.
This has been Transformers for Your Listening Pleasure, a presentation of TFTalk.net. We'd like to thank you for listening and ask that you please rate us on your favorite podcast outlet and share us with your friends. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at TFYLP. Email us at podcast@TFYLP.com. This is Paul Lighting, and on behalf of TFYLP, we'd like to thank you again for listening. And we hope you'll join us next time for another TFYLP.